Agree 100%, Joel. I turned the TV off when the Tigers fans booed. Was disrespectful for not only the players, but also Tommy. I think it was really poor form. Thanks, Mark. Look, you know what, Mark? I thought, well, Fletcher's going to talk about it a bit later on as far as the minute silence goes. However, the booing, I've got no issue with the booing as a collective particularly.
Neither do I.
No.
Especially the effort they put in.
Yeah.
We've been booed before.
Of course
we have. Booed. And if anything, it inspired you, like you were embarrassed walking off, getting booed by your own fans. I think it's fair play.
When I was playing Fletch, I felt weird if I wasn't getting booed off.
Yeah.
But I vividly remember, this was in 2018, calling a game out at the Sydney Football Stadium then, and Jake Friend had been hooked.
Yep.
And they booed him off.
Yep.
Right? They booed him off. Later that week, I just happened to be having a chat with Robbo. And I said to Robbo, I said, mate, you got to pull the cord on Jake. I think he's done. You know, like a taxi, you know. I think he's done. And he was really plodding at the time, Jake Friend. And Robbo said to me, he said, mate, you couldn't be more wrong. Mm. He said he's such a big part of this club. He needed a rest on the weekend, but we can't win this without him. Fast forward to the 2018 grand final. If Keary's not the Clive Churchill, it's probably Jake Friend.
Absolutely. The individual booing's probably not
as cool.
Not as cool. A collective boo?
No stress.
What is a group of booers? Oh, that's another one.
Boo birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty ordinary, doing it 1 hour. But fair play. Play on. Six again.
Yep.
If it's a team.
Poor performance from a team. Boo your hearts away.
Yeah.
You're paying your money. You've given up your day to go there. I'm get into them.
Yeah. Well, I booed my kid's netball.
It got pretty intense in the AFL a few years ago with Adam Goods, right? So.
Yeah, different. Very different.
Yeah, I know. But that went over time. Like, who knows with the it's not going to get probably personal with the Tigers, but could be a thing at Leichhardt and Campbelltown this year.
No, well it worked because the second half,
that's right,
nearly worked. They come flying out of the blocks, so it did work.
Wonder what
sort of
got in the sheds.
Oh, imagine, Madge. We've got some audio.
No,
would have been good because Fox League are doing a documentary behind the scenes. So. Ooh, for the last 5 weeks, I think the contract says for the first 8 rounds. So he's mic'd up, and there's going to be a documentary. I don't know whether I should have said that, but oops.
Well, you've got your two Fox plugs in for the show already, okay. So you don't need to do anything.
Okay. No, I didn't mean that. I thought it might be.
No, it's all good.
No one knew about it.
Brett.
Oh, it's out there. Everyone knows it. There's,
Go on, you Brooksy.
Brett's talking about banners. He says, boys, the best Eric, which never got made, has to be 2V or not 2V. That is the question.
That's very good.
That's good, yeah. Appreciate that, Brady boy, as that comes through. And 1300 01 1170 is a way to get involved. You can also text us 0457 736 736. Driver Joel and Fletch. Boys, Cowboys 34 defeated the West Tigers 30. Joey Leilua only played 13 minutes after failing a first-half HIA. Scott Drinkwater, he was in fire in the first half. Cowboys, 3 tries on their left. Mm. The try to Tabuai Fadoe, wasn't that something special?
That was early in the piece. And you could see Toddy Payton during the week just said, scrap the game plan. Let's just go and just throw caution to the wind. Because I think that was the second attacking set they had. And they were within their own 20. And you knew something was going to be different because they went zing, zing, and then the hammer. What about that for a try?
Oh, brilliant try. Well, you've seen the social media clips of the comparisons of him and Nathan Blacklock down the same side of the field there at Leichhardt Oval. Spectacular work there.
There wasn't a little stumpy little fullback there.
No. Well, actually, the attempt that Dane Laurie made on Tabuai Fadoe was far better than the stumpy little fullback on Nathan Blacklock that day, let me tell you.
I'm going to submit a Monday A grade right now because it's topical.
Topical.
Some of the social accounts that steal other people's stuff. There was I can't remember who it was that posted it.
Mm.
And then you see a certain broadcaster rip it off like 20 minutes later and don't give them where it comes from.
No reco.
Like you've got some guy that's busting his ass, like clipping that shit up. Mm. And then you've got the broadcaster or one of them doing it, no credit, using their resources. It needs to change. They need to really change what's going on there.
Well, you're the doyen of all broadcasting. What? Okay, if it happened on, for example, Channel 9, something happened on Channel 9, if I pinched and put it on my socials, can you do that, claiming it was as my own? Could I get sued?
No, you could. Yeah. There's definitely like a, you could get like, if you keep doing it, you get a cease and desist sort of stuff because it's like the IP of whoever's got the rights to it. But at least like if this is, we talked about it on Saturday on Crunch Time, Joel, like it's about getting content out there to promote the game. But then like if someone's going to, you know, work their ass off trying to get stuff out there, like remembering the fact, and then someone just does the easy work and goes, oh, thank you, and doesn't credit where it's come from.
But don't the broadcasters pay for that vision?
Yeah, they do. No. I have no problem with that. Oh, but at least give a bit of credit for where it's due.
Gotcha. Like
that someone's gone and gone, oh, that's the same try as the Black, or very similar to the Blacklock try. Mm. And then there's no credit. Give it, like, it's someone that's got like 200 followers that loves a game. Give them a bit of a shout out.
Yeah, Hitachi highlights.
How good are the Hitachi highlights? A banner for Penrith, Cleary, present danger, Blue Emu. Hey, boys, you know what, too? A lot of comparisons being made to the Penrith side. In fact, we'll get to that game in a moment. Let's stay with this for now. The Dragons defeat the Eels 26 points to 12. This is the weekend footy chat with thanks to Palmer's Glass. You can't go past Sydney's leading glass company. We were there last night. If I was telling you this, Fletch, that at Bankwest Stadium on a Sunday night, there'll be a team who wins 13 plus and there'll be a flashy try scored to a Fijian, it's just Parramatta have won by that amount, haven't they?
Correct.
But it was Ravalawa who had a blinder. It was Dufty who was sublime. The Dragons, 26 points to 12, give the Eels their first loss of the season.
They're just on a roll. It's just funny how when you win and they talk about it, when you get in those bad habits and you just seem to keep losing, it works the other way too. When you just know you're going to win. And to lose Ben Hunt the last couple of weeks and have Clune in, Dufty was, I thought Clune was just as effective as Dufty.
Yeah.
I thought he was very, very good. He's passing game, his kicking game. He just doesn't strike me as, like, he's sort of deceptive. I didn't think he was that slow.
Yeah, but they
might. No, the other way around.
They might, he might be found somewhere else. Hunt's gone for a fair bit of time, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the concern.
Far and away his best game in the Red V.
But
daylight,
he just looked
Matt Daylight in between.
He just looked calm. It looked a bit like, I'm not saying it was Cleary's level, but he just had a heap of time.
Do you think a lot of that has to do with most of his other games? There's always the other half coming back and he's got to make an imprint. Maybe Hook said, mate, just relax. This jersey's yours for the next 6-8 weeks, whatever else the case may be. Just go and play.
Could have been.
Plenty of text messages coming through. So too on our social media, Twitter, at Joel Fletch SEN. Hashtag spray or praise or spray rather. Dufty ain't enoughty.
That's brilliant. That's winning.
Pursuit of happiness.
On your pursuit of
has
happiness.
Tweeted that. So
you know
thank
who'd
you
be very good at this? And I haven't heard from him. Sparty.
Oh, yeah.
Sparty, get on the blower or get on the text. And text me something because I've got faith in you.
Yeah, absolutely. Roosters 26 defeat the Sharkies 18. Oh, feel for those who took the Sharkies. Plus 7.5, Fletch. Can you believe that?
I dodged the bullet there, didn't I?
Wow.
See, kicking one of a goal for me.
Sammy Walker,
that 10 minutes. We spoke about it last night with Sean Johnson. And because his first half, it was clear that they were targeting and they're going to for the next, his whole career because he's only little and he's 18. Yeah. But to come back and say, right, the game's on the line here, give me the ball, scored one, threw that long ball, that's his go-to, that big left, right to left. But the second one to Morris was just, that wasn't planned.
No.
The defense made him throw that ball. But for an 18-year-old in his second game, when this was on the line, this game, I just thought that was the most impressive bit when he just said, get out of the way. Radley was very good too when he came back on.
Again.
But Sam Walker, second game, something his dad could never do.
Yeah. Benny.
Benny's a good mate of mine. Shout out Benny.
Yeah. But if you had a replay, a split screen, we're talking about split screens, of what Dufty did out to Ravalawa.
Yep.
And what Walker did out to B-Moz, it was pretty much the same. The ball was in their hands for a split second, bang. It was magic. Hargreaves over 200 metres. He was brilliant off the bench. They're up 18 points to 4 with 20 minutes to go. Wade Graham has his second HIA in 3 weeks. That's a concern. Dugan had a HIA as well, so we'll keep an eye on them. Storm versus the Hitachi highlights of the Bulldogs, 18, 52 points to 18. Harry Grant came back. Ryan Pappenhausen does what Ryan Pappenhausen does.
Yeah, like the Bulldogs were better considering they got the three tries, but it's not their attack, it's their defence. And like Melbourne were good, but I don't think like Canterbury's defence, some coming up, some come sliding. It's just there's no communication. I suppose it's very hard when they keep chopping and changing, but they've just got to sort of get that defence right. Don't worry about the attack.
Yeah, absolutely. 52 points to 18 there. This is the Weekend Footy Chat with thanks to Palmer's Glass. You can't go past Sydney's leading glass company. And again with Pappenhausen, if people get a chance to watch the Pappenhausen try that he scores off the kick, again, he's just in line with the ball. He plays so flat that if there's a hint of a break, he's away and gone. Titans, geez, they smashed the Knights. I know they had some outs, the Newcastle Knights, but this was just a shellacking. David Fifita gets a hat-trick.
David Fifita, that was a game.
Yeah.
The three tries he got. The first one he got scored was just like playing under eights.
Yeah.
You know, just tap and go. Big, fast, and just he could be, along with Tino, they could be the best buys of the year.
Other results too. Return to Kalen Ponga, by the way. Other results, Rabbitohs 35, defeated the Broncos 6. He's made some changes, Kevy. So Tessie New will go. Milford will go, which you can't have Dearden and Tessie New together against a player like Kikau. If they went into that, that is just complete craziness. It won't be the case because we believe Jesse Arthurs will come into the side for the Broncos. Teamless Tuesday tomorrow, of course, and we'll bring you all the action live. Seagulls 13 defeated the Warriors 12, so well done to Desi's men, and the Panthers 30. Wow, they're flying. Defeated the Raiders 10. So the ladder looks this way. The Panthers 10, Roosters, Rabbitohs, Dragons, Eels, Dragons in the top four on 8 points. Storm, Titans, Raiders, Sharks. Particularly the Storm, the Titans are going well, and the Raiders and the Dragons are sitting in front of them. That's how well the Dragons are going. The Sharks on 4, Warriors, and the Knights on 4, Broncos, Tigers, Cowboys, Seagulls. 2, and the Bulldogs are the only team winless.
Sugar, I'm going to give you these. Penrith, Roosters, Rabbitohs, Storm. They'll make the 8.
Yep.
Who's the bottom 4? Or just who's going to make the can anyone outside of the 8?
Well, Raiders and Eagles will be there.
Well, Raiders are 8 for the moment. Can you see anyone outside?
Oh,
is this the 8 now?
Right.
Panthers, Roosters, Rabbitohs, Dragons, Eels, Storm, Titans, Raiders. Can you see a team, i.e., Sharks, Warriors, Knights? There's only 3 really.
Yeah.
Can you see any of those 3, or have we basically after round 5 settled our top 8?
Wow. Well, I'll have a look at this. I'll come back to that. That's a very, very good question. Well, Todd Payton's just one of those blokes who could turn things around. And what you've got to factor in as well is that there might be a few moves coming up between teams, and that's going to dramatically change these things. But I know where you're coming. That was the Palmer's Glass Weekend Footy Chat. You can't go past Sydney's leading glass company, serving Sydney for over 50 years. And this is the Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan Tools, built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. What was your electrifying moment from the weekend of sport? We'll share yours in a moment. Text us 0457 736 736. And you can call us 1300 01 1170.